Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Feedback coming in. I have been petrified of this game with Baltimore coming up. The last time we played Baltimore was the only time it didn't even look close since Dan Campbell. Every other game has at least been competitive. I don't know if the Green Bay game this year was particularly competitive. Those are the worst two in the last few years, though.
They had the Carolina game. It was god-awful.
Oh, God. Was that Christmas Eve? Was it a Christmas Eve or Christmas Day game or something? It was terrible.
That was, to me, I think that was the worst one we've seen.
Yeah.
Because it was Carolina. It wasn't a team that was contending for a Super Bowl. It was.
Yeah, they were bad.
They were terrible. Yep. Was it 2023? Was it 2022?
I believe it was 2022.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I thought it was Christmas Eve. Remember, we had people over for that game, and it was a massive letdown.
It was 2022, and Doug, it was Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. I remember that because we had people over in there.
Next text, when you don't play your starters in the preseason, you take the chance to start slow out of the gate. They did it last year as well. We've talked about that a lot. I'm trying to figure out if that's overplayed or underplayed. What I did find interesting is that the morning show brought it up with Dan Campbell a couple weeks ago, and Dan Campbell's like, yeah, we'll take a look at it. Kind of acknowledging that that may have something to do with it. Last year, offensively, in 60 minutes of regulation, they scored 16 and 20 points. Now, in the opener, they got an overtime, and they scored a touchdown there and finished with 27. But the point is, through 60 minutes, those were the three lowest point totals of the year in the first three games. I mean, is really taking snaps for five or six series in the preseason going to make that much of a difference? I mean, I guess it could.
How?
I don't know.
How could it?
I don't know. It's that valuable? It's that valuable, Gator. Is it possibly that valuable?
No.
I mean, because the Lions go the other way. They almost, I mean, I think almost every team gives most of their starters a series or two.
No. I mean, I don't know if it's most or not. I remember looking this up a couple of weeks ago when I got through, like, I went through some of the top teams in football, and most of them, like four of the five that I looked up, had not used
had their not played their starters at all.
Yeah, well, their quarterback anyway.
Okay, yeah, I was about to say, there's obviously there's different ways you can do this. You can play everybody but your quarterback. You can play some of the starters. You can play. I get the sense that the Lions err on the side of we're not playing anybody and. Most right. teams play more than nobody.
And it might make a difference if they have joint practices or not.
It's true.
You know, not everybody does a joint practice. The Lions do. The Lions did with two teams. And they get way more out of that than they do a preseason game.
But I think when even Campbell admitted they'd think about it or look into it maybe more was it was specifically the young interior offensive lineman. I mean, I don't think he's ever going to play Goff or St. Brown, which no one wants him to, really. It's the young
rookies,
guys that communicating during a live game. Now, the Hall of Fame game is not going to be as loud as Lambeau. We get that. Or even at Baltimore on Monday night. But it is something maybe where you're like, hey, Mahogany, Tate, Glasgow, maybe has a little communication issue and live bullets, you know, during a game.
That makes all the sense. And because the question, the way he answered that question when the morning show asked him, he was, the rookies. Well, yeah, I might think about that. And I think it makes all the sense in the world to play those guys. It's, you know, you've got players you're counting on to be either competing for that starting job or getting that starting job. I think the reps are so important for those players. It would make sense. And they did play Ratledge in the preseason. Maybe not as much as they should have, but they did play him. They did play Tyleek Williams in the preseason. They did play Isaac Tesla in the preseason. But moving forward, maybe that is something they'll change if they, you know, draft a corner in the first round in 2026. Maybe that corner gets to play all four preseason games. We'll see how they handle it. But as far as the starters are concerned, I don't think it mattered at all that Jared Goff didn't play any of the preseason games or that any of the big time players on that offense didn't play.
Well, it'll be intriguing to see what they do next year if Dan Campbell sees it as an issue. Jared and Sterling Hight says, I have a feeling you guys didn't watch last week's Ravens game. Derrick Henry had like 24 yards and their tying running game was virtually shut down. But then Lamar was like, I'll just throw for four touchdowns. Jared, we just ran down. That's exactly what happened. But
yeah, they've got Zay Flowers and DeAndre Hopkins and Mark Andrews, and they've got a lot to throw to.
Yep. And it looked like they just said, fine. Yeah, fine. You want us to throw it? We'll throw it and beat the crap out of you.
Like, damn it. We can't run, but all right.
Yeah, and therein lies the rub.
There it is. That's it.
I think I used that right.
I think you did. Yep. Well, with the Ravens, it's pick your poison. You're going to try to stop the run? I think that's the way to go. Mm-hmm. You can give yourselves I'd rather limit that because that's the strength and force them to throw it, but they can still throw the ball. That's the thing. And that's the challenge ahead for the Lions. I'm not worried about the offense. I'm worried about the Lions' defense against that offense.
FBG25 on Twitch says, if a starter got injured in the preseason, we'd never hear the end of it. Well, that's true.
These are facts.
It doesn't come without a risk. Nick Livonia says, the communication should not be an issue for professional athletes. Maybe not playing preseason games as a unit together is the issue. Okay. Communication should not be a problem for professional athletes. I think that there are so many examples of communication being an issue in professional sports, specifically in football, specifically on the road. It happens all the time. And I guess it's something I talked to Jansen about. How does that happen? He goes, I don't know. It just happens. It just happens. 248-539-9797. Hey, are you guys ready for some Fun with Vegas Odds?
Oh, yeah.
I've got Fun with Vegas Odds. Kang, I apologize. Fun with Vegas Odds. It's been a minute since we've done this. What we do is we find things that all have the same odds and ask you, which one would you bet? So.
All right. Hold on.
You ready? What are you getting out of a calculator or something?
I'm just getting out a pen so I can write it down so I can. Better go back.
All right. Do you want to start with things that are 33 to 1, 50 to 1, or 10 to 1?
50 to 1.
All right. These things are 50 to 1. Michigan wins the national championship in football. 50 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb Williams, Bears quarterback, wins the MVP. 50 to 1.
Uh-huh.
The Texas Rangers win the World Series. 50 to 1.
All right.
Dylan Raiola to win the Heisman. 50 to 1. Atlanta to win the Super Bowl. 50 to 1.
I think there is a couple I will cross off easily. I'm going to cross off Atlanta easily. I'm also going to cross off Caleb Williams MVP easily. I will cross off U of M, win the Natty. And now I'm down to the Rangers winning the Super Bowl. Raiola is not going to win the Heisman. I got Rangers winning the Super Bowl is really going to be impressive. The Rangers winning the World Series.
Thank you.
Rangers, I had the Rangers winning the Stanley Cup.
Well, that could happen. Rangers winning the World Series. I think they've got a formidable lineup. And their pitching can get on track, and when they do, they're awfully tough. We saw what happened with the Tigers in July against Texas. They were really good.
They're 3.5 out of the last wild card spot with 10 games to go.
Well, that's what's holding me back.
Yeah, that's why I crossed that one out. Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, none of these are great odds.
No, they're all terrible.
Which one do you got, Ken?
That's why I'm going to go with the Falcons. Winning the Super Bowl. They still got a chance to make the playoffs. I don't think the Rangers are going
to
make it.
It's funny because the two that I'm down to are Falcons to win the Super Bowl and Raiola to win the Heisman. The Raiola to win the Heisman thing is, they really haven't played anybody yet. And so he's put up gaudy numbers, but maybe he's for real.
Not that gaudy.
Gaudy enough. But here's the truth. They haven't played anybody. He's got 8 touchdowns and no picks.
What do you mean they haven't played anybody?
With all respect due to Akron and Houston Christian, and well, they did play Cincinnati, although that was the least gaudy of his games. They haven't punted since the opener.
Really?
They have no 3-and-outs this year.
Look, hear that from Doug? Couple of
Nebraska pregame
bucket list things there. Nice.
I know Raiola to win the Heisman.
That's a bucket nugget.
Yeah, it is pretty good. All right, we got 33-1 or 10-1. Which one do you want?
33-1.
33-1. These things are 33-1. Jared Goff to win the NFL's MVP, 33-1.
Mm-hmm.
The Detroit Pistons to win the NBA, also 33-1. The Tennessee Volunteers to win the national championship, 33-1. Bo Prabula, the head quarterback at Missouri, to win the Heisman. And the Illinois Fighting Illini to win the Big Ten. All 33-1.
All right, I got a couple here that I think might actually be decent bets. Pistons NBA, no. Tennessee winning a natty, no. Bo, whoever his name is, winning the Heisman, no. But Illinois winning the B1G.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois is a good football team. I haven't looked at their schedule to see if it's going to be formidable for them. If it's going to be how many roadblocks are on the way. There's going to be a roadblock, but they have to go a gauntlet. They have to play like Oregon, Penn State, and Ohio State.
They play one of those three.
All right, so that's pretty good. And then Goff is MVP. I mean, I think Jared Goff and this offense can do phenomenal things. I will go with
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Goff.
Goff to win. Gator goes Goff to win the MVP.
Yeah, but close with Illinois.
I think Illinois has all the makings of being this year's Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
They're good, and their schedule's a little light. And ironically, they play Indiana this coming Saturday night. That rhymed.
Look at you.
Spitting over here. I'm going Illinois. I'm going Illinois to win the Big Ten.
I am agreeing with one of you. And it's my man, Gator. Jared Goff, MVP. If not MVP, maybe Offensive Player of the Year. But no, MVP. He's got a shot. Look, what he can do offensively, you saw the numbers he just put up. He won the NFC Player of the Week. You know, pile those up a little bit more, and at the end, you maybe got an MVP.
All right, one more. What's left is 10-1. These things are all 10-1.
Here we go.
The Tigers to win the World Series is 10-1. The Mets to get to the World Series, 10-1. The Toronto Maple Leafs to make the Stanley Cup Final.
Sorry, was that allowed?
10-1.
All right.
How about this? This is interesting. The Houston Rockets to win the NBA, 10-1. The Houston Cougars to win March Madness, 10-1. Is it weird that I hate a lot of these 10-1s more than I didn't like the 33-1s?
I like the 31. I don't like any of these, really. I mean, the hometown, I could do that, but I don't know anything about the Houston Cougars to win the NCAA.
You're all about the regular Cougars.
They got that right. Toronto's got no chance, just like me with the Cougars. the Mets getting into the world, I don't see that happening. So I got the Rockets winning the NBA or the Tigers winning the World Series. I got the Tigers. Tigers can get hot. In the NBA, it doesn't matter if you're hot. It matters about how your whole team is. I think there's some really good NBA teams. I think the Tigers can get hot. I'd take the Tigers.
Okay. We're short on time. I'll spare. I'll just tell you what it is. Mets. I'll take the Mets to win the National League. Kang?
I don't believe the Tigers. I don't know, man. I really want the Tigers. My heart says Tigers. My head says Rockets. I'll go Rockets.
Oh, there you go. And that is Fun with Vegas Odds. Straight ahead, the best of what Jared Goff told us earlier today here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.